You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 86, Making Holiday Learning Fun.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. We're on episode number 86 today. Before we dive into the material, though, I want to tell you about our next giveaway.
Yes, and exciting to our last week's winner who got Karen's Steen Kids Christmas book.
Woohoo! So fun. I hope you enjoy it. That'll be in the mail to you. But today I'm going to give away a gift card to my shop, a $50 gift card.
50 bucks, you guys. This is amazing.
It's huge. So I have a printable shop that you can buy just tons of educational printables. So if you're struggling with making things more fun in your homeschool, this will definitely help you out and you can just have a little shopping spree there.
Yeah, go wild.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Now, so again, look at the Called to Homeschool Instagram page for details on how to enter that giveaway.
Yes, and you do not want to miss that. 50 bucks, that's awesome. On printables and stuff, you can get a ton of them.
Yeah, so fun.
So, okay, we're going to dive in today.
Yeah.
We're talking about holiday learning.
Holiday learning. This is my specialty here.
Yeah, making it fun.
Right.
Yeah,
how to make learning more fun with the holidays. And I want to start out with just a couple of things that we do in our home. And you can share some of the things that you do over the holidays and how you change it up. Because we like to change it up a little bit during December. And some things that we do. I have a daily Advent that I do through the month of December. This year, I got this cool little ornament craft kit. I am drawing a blank on the name. It's like New Tradition Crafts, I think is what it is. And it has an ornament a day that you get to like paint and build. And then along with it, there's a little like scripture that goes along. Like today we did the first one. We're recording this at the beginning of December, but we did the first one and it was, we painted a star. And then we had a little scripture that we read in Luke and watched a little video about Joseph and Mary. Super cute and super simple and fun. So we're doing that this year. It's the first time we've tried that one, but I've always done just a daily Advent where we read a scripture, sometimes add a little crafted activity in, and just making it special and trying to do extra service. Like last week's, if you didn't listen to last week's episode about Light Your Family, is an awesome way to just add some service into your home. And also you can spread it out to outside of your home too.
Yeah, we tried this year. I think our friend Anne-Marie did this where they do an advent of books.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They wrap all the books. So I bought like 2-4 new picture books and I wrapped up some of them. And I said, for our read aloud this month, like you'll unwrap a book. And our kids were like, hold up, did you just wrap like books from our bookcase? And I go, I will be, but some of these are also new.
I've done that too, a lot of times actually. But I stopped wrapping it. I only wrapped them the first year.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I decided I didn't want to wrap them anymore. And I had a big like Santa bag kind of thing where I just put them in and they would just pick one from the bag after.
Yeah,
that was a lot easier for me because
we also don't do presents. So I'm
lazy
not wrapping like presents.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was fun while we've been doing it. Like, wait, we know you too well. Like books we currently own.
Another thing we have done, and I have a post on this. It's a very, very old post, but we did a Christmas service tree where I just like drew a cute little Christmas tree on a big piece of paper and put it on the wall. And anytime the kids did a little service for somebody within our home, they got to add a little sticker ornament to it and just decorate the tree throughout the month.
That's awesome.
So simple and so fun. And my kids loved it. We did that when they were really little and they just loved it. And it just inspired them to just want to do kind things for each other.
You know, that's fun. I've done it with like a jar and marbles and we've changed what you get them for, like taking initiative or doing different things like that, right? Like if nobody does any of these crazy things, then you can put a pebble in. Mm-hmm. So I love the giving it a Christmas theme.
Yeah, it was really fun and they loved that one. So I was just telling Megan, I have an email that I send out weekly usually that just full of the ideas I've done on my site. So if you're not on my email list, you should join. But today when I sent it out, it was just chock full of just tons of ideas. Like here's a whole list of holiday math things you can do. Here's a whole list of holiday science. and so on. Because I have just a ton of holiday themed activities on my site. So I'm not going to go through all of them because that's not fun to just describe. It's more fun to go and look at the pictures and explore them a little on my website. But I'll pick out a few favorites and share from the different categories for you guys today. As I was looking through them, it was fun because some of them, it's been years since I've done them. And I kind of forget about them. And so it's fun to kind of pull them back up and refresh my memory and think, oh, I should try this one again with my younger kids now.
Yeah.
And one thing that I loved doing was our gingerbread house geometry. So we made little gingerbread houses just with graham crackers, a simple one. And then as we built it, we measured the pieces and, okay, what's the area and what's the, you know, the...
That's when you could do angles too.
Yeah, we did angles on it, and it was just super fun and simple. But you're making the gingerbread house, so it's a lot of fun. But you're adding just a math spin into it. So I always try to think of ways of, like, you know, what are some things we're already doing, and how can I make this activity educational in some way?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I pulled that one up, and we had a lot of fun with it.
That's really fun. We just read Circumference.
Oh yeah.
And Angle Land, something of Angle Land. And so that could be a really fun book to read along with that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I have a whole bunch of fun science ones on there that I've
loved. Yeah, I was going to say, you love science.
I love doing science, you guys. I have so much fun with it. But just a fun one that is different that I actually have not seen elsewhere. But I discovered that, do you know that cabbage juice experiment where you, like, make the cabbage water and it's a pH indicator? And then you can test the pH of different substances. You've never done it.
No.
Okay, so I've done that, and that's kind of a classic experiment. But poinsettia leaves do the same thing.
Oh.
And so if you take your poinsettia leaves and boil them and make poinsettia water, which sounds so weird, but it makes a pH indicator, and you can test substances to see if they're an acid or a base.
Interesting, because aren't they really a poisonous plant?
They're only poisonous if you eat mass quantities, kind of like apple seeds, where if you eat like a truckload.
Oh, okay.
You don't want little kids eating them necessarily, but it's not like...
I've always wondered why they're always in houses. I'm like, aren't these super dangerous?
They're not that bad, I don't think.
Okay, that's super fun. So what do you do with the... water, like, how do you test things?
So you test, like, we made little strips. They're like indicator strips, like out of a coffee filter.
Oh, okay.
Or you can do it with paper towels if you don't have coffee filters. And you dip them in that poinsettia water and then let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's dry, you choose your, like, lemon juice is very acidic. So if you dip it in lemon juice, it's going to change. I think the acidic ones are like the reds and the oranges. And then the base
the pH stick?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Now I've got to try
super
this.
Super cool. So that's a really fun one, and we loved doing that. It's been a couple of years since I did that one, but I was like, oh, yeah, I have a poinsettia right now. I could do this again, and it's so fun.
So what other things have you done besides lemon?
Let me just think really quick. Like baking soda, milk.
Vinegar.
Vinegar is a good one.
It's funny. I actually made
chemicals.
I made my kids drink, like, lemon juice and vinegar to tell me, is it a base or something?
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah.
Not like the cleaning stuff.
Of course.
But like the things that you won't kill you.
That's funny. That's really funny. Oh,
we do science at the Thomas house.
Since I love science, I'm going to share one more science.
Yes, please
love,
do.
And this is one of my all-time favorites. So we made gingerbread houses out of paper bags.
Okay.
So, like, color them, decorate them. And then I turned them into light up villages with paper circuits.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, like the copper tape?
Yeah.
And then, like, a little coin cell battery and little LED lights. Like, you can do that on a card or whatever else. I have a lot of paper circuits on my
side.
But we did it with a gingerbread house made from a paper bag. And I have this little village, and it is so cute. And I loved it so much. That was one of, like, my all-time favorite Christmas projects that I've done.
Yeah.
So check that one out. Tons of fun.
That is so fun.
If you're still looking for some kind of countdown, it's kind of late mid-December now by the time you're listening to this.
Yeah.
So maybe not, but I have a really cute little Advent puzzle cube that I made. It's so fun. Maybe the little boxes, and then you can fill them with candies.
Oh, okay.
So fun. I love, this is very silly, I think, but I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
So we made this magnet game with, you know, those magnet wands, and you use bells, just like Christmas bells, like gold. And we had a pack that's gold and red and green of little jingle bells.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get wands, and you have to collect the bells of one color. So like each person's assigned a color and you use the magnet wand to pick up the bells. And if you get your color, you can collect them. But if you get the wrong color, you have to put them all back. So you have to be like the first one to get all of the bells of your color.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And it's like any kid, any age can play it.
Yes.
And it's like one of those like silly, fun family games that you can just play in a minute and have so much fun with. So that's an awesome one. And you can talk about magnets and the science behind magnets.
Yeah, you make everything process. A science
make
lesson.
Make it educational and science, right? Love it so much.
Do you have any ones for writing?
I do. I don't have that written here, but I have these cute little Christmas tree spelling word ones where it's like shaped like a tree and you spell the word like one letter at a time. Mm. So like if you're spelling the word tree, for instance, and you'd start at the top and you write T, and then the next line has two boxes and it's TR.
Oh, okay.
And TRE and you go all the way down. So, and then I have different heights and lengths for different lengths of words.
So we wrote That's letters to Santa today, but not the way you're thinking. Because we don't do Santa.
We, we don't either.
We do trip. So we wrote letters, but I go, but the sky's the limit, friends. Write whatever you want. And so my one kid wrote, like, I think it's inappropriate that you're watching children and checking on them twice. And like, I really think you should stop.
Okay, here's the funny thing. Our family, we don't do Santa either. Yeah. We've never done Santa. And my youngest has decided that there is a Santa and there is a tooth fairy. And there is, like, she has decided this. And all of us are like, but there's not. And we don't do it. And she's like, there is. It's real. So she's decided. And so she wrote a letter to Santa this year. And I'm just laughing as she's, like, writing this letter to Santa. And I'm helping her write. And the tooth fairy now comes to her. Like, we've never done the tooth fairy for any of our kids. So suddenly, for this one this year, we're doing the tooth fairy. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Because she decided, it's real. It's real. And it cracks me up.
That's funny. Yes, we wrote to Santa that we were concerned about his health, that we're giving him a present this year.
He's a little overweight this
year. Yes, like here's some walking shoes and a green smoothie. Like, please skip the cookies.
How funny. All right, I'm going to tell you one more last little fun thing. And this, I have some Christmas sweater coloring pages. So if you like to, our family likes Christmas sweaters.
Okay.
We're just silly like that.
Yeah.
And we all get a new Christmas sweater every year and we take
like
family
funny
pictures.
Ones?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
The ugly Christmas sweaters with like bells on them. And
that are fantastic.
You do a Christmas sweater party for the kids.
Oh, I do. My husband's looks like, you know, the swimsuits or the sweaters where it looks like it's your skin.
Oh yeah.
And his is a giant hairy man with tattoos.
That's awesome.
Piercings.
So these aren't that ugly, but there are some just fun silly little Christmas sweater coloring pages that my kids love. And then I want to show you guys, I think I told you about it already, but if this was our giveaway last time, and it's a STEAM Kids Christmas book.
Yes. And you can get this on Amazon, right?
On Amazon, but okay. You can also go to steamkids.com or STEAM Kids Books. I can't remember which it is, but if you search steamkids.com, I'm pretty sure that's it. So this book is so fun, and it was a collaborative project, but we had so much fun. And if you just want like a ton of really cool ideas, and this one has like little STEAM cards and building things and just fun stuff. And then they also have a coloring book for Christmas as well on the website that you can get. And they're so fun. And I'll share links to that also in the show notes. And yeah, so there's some fun and some simple ways. If you want like 100 more, stop by my website and just search Christmas.
Teach Beside Me.
Yeah, teachbesideme.com and search for Christmas, and you'll just have a plethora of really fun ideas that you can do with your family.
So after she's told you all these amazing ideas, remember to enter the giveaway because you can win $50 towards her site.
Yep.
And you do not want to miss that.
Yes.
So anyways.
Thanks for tuning in today and have a wonderful holiday.
See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.